All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the third hour here of Role Play Swan Song. What's going on, Adam?
Well, you arrive at the apartment complex. Imagine it looking kind of like, it's sort of halfway between like a resort hotel and like an apartment building. It's kind of like a fancy hotel that people live in for like a year or two and then move. It's actually three separate buildings. All of them probably 40 floors tall, around kind of in an arc around a central sort of plaza with some shops and restaurants. There's a pool, and each building has its own directory. You've got the building and the like apartment number and everything for Marsh, his last known address. That's just in one of these buildings.
Piani, before we go in, since I don't recall you ever having shot a gun before, could you perhaps computer into this node and see if there's any cameras or anything like that that we could get a view of?
I mean, I'd have to get to the security office, but we could do it.
Okay, well, that's no problem. I look down at the compound. Does it have a map showing me where that's at?
No, it's just giving you the map 2 here.
Okay. Was there like a main entrance or a main lobby or anything that would have something like
that? Yeah, each building has its own lobby. The main building, the like biggest of the three, has a like they all have an atrium level with stores and like salons and stuff in them.
Okay. I guess we just go to the space. Is he in the main one? Or supposedly in the main one?
Yeah, his address is in one of the side ones.
Okay, we'll go to the side one that he's in then and see if they have like a front desk or anything.
Okay, yeah. So you walk in and there's a kind of an open air like atrium. Part of the middle of the first like 5 or 6 floors is just open. You walk past some advertising holograms that pop up as your presence indicates they have someone to advertise to. Maybe each of you gets a little like quick like retinal scan, so it tries to find. And like Higgs, when you walk in, it's like welcome back, Mr. LaMarche, and like starts giving you like fake like we thought you'd be interested in a new suit, and like you maybe it's like an old alias you've used. Hmm. And so you walk in and you see all these stores around, and then there's a little kiosk. There's a like customer service type of like kiosk in the back where you can go and get information and like page people in their apartments, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we go back to the kiosk.
Okay.
Right. So is Vito's name on there?
Yeah, there's a directory, so you can pull that up and flip through it. No, there's no Marsh V. There's no Vito M. There's no Vito Marsh. There's no listing for him.
And is this just a screen?
Yeah, it's like a holographic display.
Piani, would this be able to tell us anything else? I mean, I don't really.
Would I think that this is on some sort of university-wide network?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's connected to housing.
I mean, I'd prefer to work in a bit more private place, but
you're definitely on the open. Some woman walks by carrying like shopping bags.
Yeah, what I can tell you is I do think the network's connected, so find me a better terminal and we can get you that access you want.
Okay.
Perhaps maybe just we're in front of a dorm room, right?
Yeah, it's like an upscale, like adult living kind of like situation. Like there are dorms, but this is not that. This is kind of the like fancy pants dorms.
How many units do I think are in this place?
Each building probably has upwards of like 500.
There's potentially 500 terminals in each of these rooms that we could tap into. Just get me into one of the rooms where we can work quietly, and I'll get you what you need.
Okay. Well, let's go find our lucky contestant and jump in the elevator. So I just go up to the elevator and just like push a random button.
Okay, so the elevators are all sealed. They need a fob to open them. But make a luck check for me real quick, Higgs.
Okay, this always goes well.
Sometimes. What's your luck score?
It actually should be better now. Hold on. Let me go grab my character sheet. I don't think the Roll 20 sheet updates with that.
Oh, your luck. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Take a look. Yeah, no, the sheet won't auto update
I'll update it now. It's actually a 12 let's do now.
It. Nice.
So I'll roll for that.
You're saved.
17.
Right? Heck yeah. Okay. So as you walk up to the elevator, that woman that walked by with her bags has all the bags under one arm and is like trying to reach into her purse with the other hand to like get her fob.
Yeah. Ma'am, let me help you with that, ma'am.
Okay, so what do? You, like, walk over to her?
Yeah, no. Ma'am, you shouldn't be carrying all this. You need a strapping young gentleman to help you with all this. Well, let me get you to your room. You mind if my friends come along with me? They're just coming up to my room, but they'll be joining us in the elevator.
Make a persuade check for me.
Wait, why is that a... Oh, it's an 8, but there's a 1 in it, so that's why it's red.
Yeah, it shows up red because you got... Yeah. Okay, so do you want to keep that or do you want to try for something better?
No, I mean an 8's pretty good.
It's a success. It's a qualified success. Okay.
Could be a success, JP.
It's a success. You'll get the thing you want, but like it's not going to go perfect for you. She'll remember or like later, whatever. Things will be more complicated. So anyway, she lets you take her bags, and she's like, "Ah, thank you. These are groceries. My husband's at work." And she like takes her fob out. It's like, "I swear, I need to find a better way to do this. You'd think it's the future." And she like gestures kind of helplessly and she hits the button. She gets in.
People been carrying shit for years, ma'am. Just the way of life.
She laughs. Yeah, exactly. She's like, "We have cars that can fly. Everything's automated. We have artificial intelligence, but I still have to carry my bags. I don't understand. We've been talking about getting one of those VI butlers. Have you seen these things?"
"Yeah, ma'am. I had one of those and it tried to kill me. I'm not shitting you."
So she laughs and she's like, "Oh my God, I've heard about that. I read this." It's just, she's like going on about like something. And you can tell that she's like very, she's very into having a conversation with someone. She seems like she hasn't talked to anybody in like the whole, like all day. And she hits the beeper and she presses a button and she looks at you. She's like, what floor do you need to go to?"
I look over. Is it like a number? Is it a keypad with how many floors are there?
There's just like a bank. There's a bank of numbers. And you know the floor. He's on like the 32nd floor.
And what floor does she push?
22.
Oh, what? Actually, we're going to 22 as well. It's remarkable luck, man.
She laughs. She's like, "Oh, I've never seen you." And then like kind of looks at your friends. And she like lingers on Piotti for a second and then shakes her head. And she's like, "Great. Have you lived there long?"
Yeah, we're at the very end of the hall. We're college kids. So we basically study and on the weekends we're out late and then we come back and study. We're good students. So, you know, we study a lot.
She nods. She's like, I spend a lot of time in our room. My husband's a professor here, and I'm visiting. We're not from here. We're actually from Oninsa, but you know, things have been so bad there lately. We had to get away, and I'm so glad he's got a job at the university. Best place to." And so she just like keeps like rambling about herself, and she like asks her. She's like, "So is your apartment cold? Because I swear to God, I've been telling my husband that it's freezing."
I like lean over and push the button again.
He's like, "Close the door."
Yeah, she's like, "You know, it gets a little cold every now and then." Yeah,
yeah, and I think that at this point she looks at you, Eric, and she's like, looks at your gun, and looks at your face, and then kind of is like
it's your sport hunting.
She's like, "That's so interesting. What do you hunt? There's no natural wildlife on this planet. Are you?"
"Well, people."
"Are you pigeons?"
She nods. She's like, "Oh, well, that's exciting. It's important to have hobbies."
I lean in and I'm just like, "You know, clay pigeons and sometimes people." And I just kind of like laugh with everyone.
Yeah, she laughs really hard too and like kind of like swats at you. She's like, "Oh my God, you're just the worst." And then she realizes like you haven't introduced yourself and she's like, "Yeah, you're just the worst, mister."
They call me Salaman.
She's like, "Ooh, that's an exciting name. Where are you from, Mr. Salaman?"
From Dur, you know, the planet Dur.
She squints at you. She's like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. But
it's further out there. My parents are, we don't make the most money. So they won their youngest and brightest to come across the galaxy to get an education, as you do, you know?
Some even say it's further out there.
Yes, that's the common joke with Durr. I've heard that one about 1,000 times, sir. Thank you for
very pleased with himself.
Thanks for bringing it up once again.
She laughs and she's like, so the four of you, you live together? Do you have a big apartment? And she's just kind of like trying to make small talk, but is like really like standing like you're in an elevator and there's five of you, but there's room, but she's standing really close to Higgs.
Touching
him when she's talking to him.
These two live in the other building, you know, the other smaller one, and this one's actually just visiting. She's from, the planet over yonder, right across from us, and I'm just going here. Obviously, you know, we got classes and stuff, but felt like going out tonight. Had a nice bite, and now we're just going back to my house.
So you get to the floor, and it pings and opens up. And she says, she's like, oh, I would kill to get out of my apartment for the night. My husband is working all the time, and I end up just staying at home and watching television, waiting for him. And if I swear to God, if I watch another hyperboat race, I'm going to go insane. I'm going to leap out the window. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up my cat, Mr. Fluffles, and we're both going to leap out of the window.
Oh, I don't care. Like hyperboat racing?
And did she like look? She's like, you know, I might have. Yeah, at some point, but I've just seen you. I mean, you've seen one hyperboat race and you've seen them all. So she
Eric just kind of clutches his shotgun.
She maybe
you have turns. Any favorites, perhaps?
She looks at you as you're. So I guess you're like you're coming out of the elevator, and she looks at you, Alferius. She's like, well. Honestly, I'm in it for the personalities. The actual races are so dull. They just go around and around in circles. But
ma'am, is this your door right here? You said 22?
Yeah, because you're still holding your bags. She's like, oh, yes, it's a 2254. It's just that one over there.
Well, great. Yeah, let me here. And I grab the other bag. Why don't we just join? He said you mind if we come over tonight? It seems to be good conversation.
She says, well, of course, yes, you're all welcome. I I think as you're like walking, you can hear like several like bottles like clinking in one of the bags. She's like, I've just picked up some very nice wine. And well, it would be a shame if I had to drink it all by myself.
Again. I do say okay. that would be a tragedy, ma'am. Let's, let's make our way to your room.
Okay. All right. So you follow her to the room, and she takes out her key fob and pops the door open again, and it opens. And
while she's like doing whatever she does to get into the door, I just like put my finger guns up to her back of the head and shoot, and then put it up to mine and shoot. And if she catches me, I just like act like I'm brushing my hair or something like
that. So there's this really loud like when you open the door, and this white ball of fluff like runs out into the hallway, and she's like, Fluffles, and like she's like, oh god, this is so embarrassing. Just excuse me a second, and she like goes chasing after her cat.
Okay. When she does that, I like brute force my way into the room to set the groceries down.
Yeah, the door's unlocked, so you can just push it open.
And then I start looking around for a node that Piani could get into, or what I would think would be a node for Piani to get into.
Okay. Yeah, so the inside of the apartment, it looks like they haven't lived here very long. There's still like suitcases that haven't been taken to storage. There's a master bedroom, big bed. There's still like clothes on their hangers, like sitting on a valise. There's a big patio with sliding doors that open in the bedroom. So you can go stand outside that overlooks the sort of vista downstairs. And then there's like a kitchen and a couple of other smaller rooms. There's like an office. But every room has a like a port, essentially, like an Ethernet port that you can plug into.
Okay. Yeah, I look at Piani and kind of like nod down to it and be like, is that sufficient, Miss Pick?
I just start going to work.
Okay. So Piani's already kneeling down. Zip. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
So you start doing that. You can hear her coming back. She's talking. She's walking down the hallway talking to her cat. She's like, oh, you're a naughty cat. Why do you do that? Every time I open the door, you embarrass me in front of my new friends.
Did you find Mr. Flubbles? Is that his name?
Yeah. So you're like in the hall. She's holding her cat. And she nods. She's like, yes, this thing is terrible. I'm like, look, sir, my sister left it to me in her will. I think it was spite, honestly.
You know, ma'am, this might sound a little crash, but on Durr, we didn't have much to eat, so cat was a delicacy.
She looks at you, and she's like, oh, I'm sure he's poisonous.
Well, I mean, they do, you know, poisonous cats do exist. If they ingest the right diet, they do become poisonous.
She nods. She's like, that is fascinating. Yeah. Can I get you a drink? And she, like, puts her hand on your arm.
Sure. By the way, my one of my compatriots had a last-minute project that she needed to go ahead and get on over to the professor, so I don't hope you don't mind, but she's using one of your Ethernet ports.
Yeah. So she's walking you into the kitchen, and as she passes Piani, she, like, looks over at you, and she's like, oh, don't worry, sweetheart. Go ahead and just use the connection. If you need a password, it's hotprof69. I know. Terrible. My husband. I'm like, just like rolls her eyes as hard as possible.
As she's like, talking to Piani, I'm just behind her going.
I'm like basically fruit. Like, make it easy for me. So,
I'm just like, man, where are those cups at? I'll go ahead and pour us some glasses.
Yeah. So she has some wine glasses. Actually, there's, you walk into the kitchen and the little like auto, the little dishwasher thing, she pulls it open and it's like, yeah, just like mostly like wine glasses. There's a little like garbage unit next to it full of like empty like takeout containers. And she takes two glasses out of the dishwasher and sets them on the counter. And she like leans over and to Alpharius and Eric, she's like, you want a drink or Mr. Suleiman and I having a drink alone? I mean, I know it's only 1:30, but I mean, hey, it's happy hour on some planet, right?
Drinking makes for bad shooting.
She nods. She's like, I understand that. How about you, sir?
I'm quite all right, thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, you two go ahead and have a seat on the couch. We'll chat. And she kind of like turns Higgs like away, like, so now that I have you alone in my little kitchenette. She takes out the wine and like opens it and pours a glass for you. So meanwhile, yeah. Piani, you're typing away. What are you doing?
So I guess I use the like login and password that she gave me, or the password to
There's a network prompt. So when you connect a new device, it's like unknown device. Please enter your password.
Right. So I essentially try to get back the first layer with that. And then I just go to work to try to get beyond that.
Okay. Yeah. So you type in hot prof 69 and yeah you gain access.
Like, God damn. Don't you know the philosophies of passwords? Jesus Christ.
So you get access to the network, and this password is also access to his like cloud information on the network. So yeah, he's a professor in I don't know, he's like a creative writing professor, and so you get his email and like basically everything of all his personal information just pops up.
Great. I mean, like, honestly, I don't care about that. All I care about is like finding a way into the next layer, right? So yeah, maybe totally. Because he's a professor, there's like one more layer that I can get into, and then I try to go from there.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and roll a computer's test.
Okay. And if I can find it, there it is.
Nice. Good work.
10.
It is a thing at which you are skilled. Okay. So you clear away his email. You notice that he's got like a lot of email from like the same student, and the subject lines aren't all like, when is my paper due? It's like, you know, about like, when can we meet? Or like, I want to see you again.
So I had a lot of fun last night.
Exactly. I only have to read like five to know.
I've learned so much.
Right? Yeah. So I just take the
many of them.
Down.
Many of them have attachments.
Oh well, I gotta look at a few of those.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's what you expected. Some co-ed student is like sending him inappropriate photographs.
And what's the co-ed student's name?
I don't know. Let me find it. Let me make one up for you. Her name is, where's my sector list? Her name is Maria Block.
Maria Block. Okay. Yep. So I actually saved one of these pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So you're just like, whoop,
right.
Scoop the picture.
But then I just go to like the administrative portal that he would have access to as like a teacher. And I would like to try to gain.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're able to navigate some of the higher level security stuff. What are you looking for specifically?
I mean, Higgs specifically said cameras. So.
Okay. So each floor has security cameras in the hallways. So every hall angle is covered, all the doors, the apartments themselves don't have security cameras unless they are like privately contracted out, in which case they're not connected to the system.
Right.
The elevators have cameras, the lobby has cameras.
So I guess that kind of like
to a central feed.
Like Higgs.
So
One moment, my colleague needs me. What is it, Piani?
I'm like, I've got access to the cameras. What do you want to see?
I just need to see if does he live there? Have you seen him? Does it have any?
I mean, there's not a fucking camera in his bathroom, Higgs.
Can you see if he's checked in? I mean, she's some sort
well,
of.
Well,
you fucking
told me you wanted cameras, not to see if he checked in.
Well, the cameras come later to see if we got people coming in. I just need to know if he's checked into his apartment and if
just
he's there.
Just go back to doing what you're doing.
I'm having a nice glass of fucking wine with this young lady.
So
it's great.
I go back to the administrative portal because I'm like, I can find some student information there. Mm-hmm. And I look up Mr. Vito.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Vito Marsh was in an MBA program and did a bunch of like economic theory classes. Wasn't enrolled in any of Hot Prof's courses, but yeah, you can find basic student information. He finished his degree 3 months ago, and his housing, like his bills are still being sent to the same address that you have.
That we already went to.
You haven't been there
no,
yet.
We're
You're
there.
In the same building.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I guess I jot down all this information. So I get the impression he's still here.
Maybe he's like past due on his rent by a little bit.
And what unit are his bills going to?
You're on the 22nd floor. He's on the like 30 something, like 34th floor.
All right. So I. Higgs, come
on. One second, once again. Yes, Piani, did the upload not work?
He's on the 39th floor. I've got the camera dialed in here.
You got a 39 on that test? Is that what you said?
A 39th floor.
A 39 on that test out of what?
So while the two of you are talking, she's like, kind of gotten annoyed with Higgs is coming back and forth, and she takes her glass of wine over to where Alfarious and Eric are, and she's like, "Have you two seen the view from the balcony? It's beautiful, and I could use a cigarette." Don't
By the way,
my husband.
Eric and Alfarious, I picture, and you know, Steven, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we're like on the couch looking straight ahead, like out of the side of our mouth, like, maybe having a very awkward conversation.
Yeah, like, awkwardly sitting in someone else's apartment, being like, "So." Yep, and it smells like vaguely like cat and like weird perfume in here, and you're just kind of like,
Alfarious. It's on my lap. What do I do with a cat?
Eric.
It's sniffing on my nuts.
It's completely standard. It's a domesticated house animal. I believe you were to stroke it, but not in a not in an erotic kind of way, but more of a like a as if you would a small child, but only more repetitive and continuous.
I just imagine Alpharius' cybernetic cat, like cat petting module, like.
I put my hand on the cat at the base of the tail. And then I push it firmly in the direction of the head.
Okay, the cat. Yeah, the cat's like jumps off you and runs into the other room.
Eric, the woman asked us a question.
This sounds like a.
So she's like,
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, are you allergic? I'm so sorry. I've got some antihistamine here somewhere. Excuse me. And she like. Goes off to the bathroom. You can hear her opening like cabinets. It's like, oh, where is it? Oh, this is so embarrassing. Stupid cat. God.
Yeah, I think at that point Eric just kind of gets up and wanders over to the balcony.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just mirroring basically.
Okay. Yeah. There's a like a narrow balcony. Like you'd have to squeeze to get past each other. But there's like a little barbecue unit at one end, and the view is actually quite nice. Like you're up quite high, and you can see the vista, and you can see the planet kind of disappearing in the distance. And then above you, the big kind of bronze sphere of the planet Anaximander, and it's like there's like a nice breeze out here, and. Yeah, after a second, she comes back holding one of those little, like, blister packs of pills and, like, hands it to you, Eric. She's like, I'm so sorry. That cat is the devil. Literally the devil. I wish to God that my sister was still alive, if only because then I wouldn't have to deal with this cat anymore. How are you two? Are you sure I can't get you anything to drink?
No.
No.
She nods. She's like... Well, the view is nice, and she like downs the rest of her drink and puts it down on like an end table, and the table has like a like an ashtray full of cigarette butts and like three or four more empty wine glasses sitting on it already.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Eric, it was pleasant.
We head out to the balcony.
Sure. Yeah. So you stand out on the balcony. Okay. So back inside, the two of you, the screen door automatically like slides shut when they walk outside. So you can hear her voice, and then it becomes muted as the door closes.
Yeah. When they shut the door, I'm just like, 39th floor. Is that what you said? Biani?
39th.
Is there anyone else around?
That is right. I mean, I've got the cam. It just looks like another floor, not just like this one. But his bills are going to this unit. I mean, we can go to the door, find out who the fuck is getting his bills.
My only concern is that he's probably paid off for...
He's late?
No, I'm saying everyone else on that floor. He doesn't care about the bills for the apartment, unless maybe the... wherever he's making it is somewhere off away from here.
His bills are, and everything are still coming here. I mean, it says he's completed school, but... potentially he might know the person living in the room, a past roommate. I don't know, but it's our best lead.
All right. Well, we could probably go pay it a visit here soon. I don't know how long Alpharius and them want to spend, but...
I mean, look, we can split up. We can just leave them here and go to the room if we need to.
Well, how about this? What if you and Eric... No, I need Eric. Could I leave you here with your computer plugged in? Just say you got to work on that project, and then you give us surveillance?
I'll watch the cameras.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right, well, I'll figure something out. I'll be right back. I walk over the screen door.
As the door opens, you hear Alpharius saying to her, while looking out over the view, he says... Do you also find it remarkable that Nika Starlight has been making public appearances with Starboy?
Yeah, she's like, that's what I'm saying. Ever since she took that trip to Strophios, her career has been in the dumps. I don't understand this Christian rock thing she's doing now. It doesn't make any sense. And then, and then the door opens and Higgs is there.
Yeah, that Nika Starlight's something. You know, Piani's actually met her, believe it or not, ma'am.
She's like, that's fantastic. And she like puts her hand kind of like in your chest region. Like she like touches you and like weirdly into her. And she's like, you don't have to call me ma'am. It's Lisa. and she like kind of gives your shoulder a little squeeze.
I understand, Lisa. Okay.
She's like, your friends and I were just out here admiring the view. Come on outside. Get some fresh air.
I actually just got a call. Afarius, someone seems to have broken into your ride downstairs. Can you believe that?
That is most alarming and terrifying.
I know. And also, they left a note and said that Eric is scum. Can you believe that, Eric?
Those are mean words.
Scum.
Scum?
Scum. S. C-U-M.
Maybe I should go check it out.
And they might have spelled it with a K. I'm just saying that's how I would spell it. You never know. But I think the three of us as a group should go investigate what happened to this.
Okay, so right up until you say the three of us should go investigate, she's watching Higgs like, oh, I see, you're getting rid of your friends. Good. That's great. And they're like, the three of us, she's like, oh, what? She seems confused, like the plan is taking a weird turn.
Now,
I think she says, she's like, well, I mean, if you think that it's dangerous, if there are criminals around, maybe someone should stay here, you know, with me so I feel safe.
I'll stay here. I've got to finish this anyway. I'll be right here.
Yeah, look, that works out great.
Piani, like, girl, what the fuck? Like, you're ruining this for me.
Lisa, Piani's actually, she doesn't look it, and it looks like she's never shot a gun in her entire life ever or defended any of us in a fight if we were to be the fighting type of people. But she's actually pretty skillful, if you believe me when I say that, in the truth of my voice, is I
believe that to be speculation.
It's... We gotta go. Your car's been broken into.
Long enough on this fucking ship, Alfarius, to say that.
That is true.
I've done plenty of things.
As this conversation's happening, by the way...
Just to remember...
Go ahead.
Well, just to remember how many computer rolls there are versus how many shots are fired...
Nice.
When I think of combat, I have that terrible image of you playing a goddamn game with a computer while the rest of us were fighting for our lives. Running through my head.
We play a lot. Have you ever played D&D, Lisa? It's a great game.
No, seriously though. He looks her up and down and turns to Higgins and is like, you know, he's got his back to her and he says, it's important you know that all readouts that I have indicate that she is perhaps interested in a sexual relation with you at this moment.
Do you say that in, like, loud enough for her to hear it?
He thinks it's quiet enough, but it's
probably loud enough.
Pretty loud voice, so you can kind of make your own determination.
Okay, I think that she. No, you know what? She doesn't. She pretends not to hear. I think she's just like, all right, maybe you're trying to help me.
I lean in with like one arm on Alfarius's other shoulder and just say, Alfarius, I don't know if you know this, but every single woman we've ever been around falls under my trap. All right.
He goes, as you say that, he has he narrows his look at you and has a very serious look and says, Captain, it's hardly my place to question your intellect, but that is actually scientifically just simply not true.
Look, I know that Reggiani's not into men, but still.
All indications seem to suggest you irritate her almost to a catastrophic level.
Irritation's a good thing, all
it's
right?
As if you single-handedly are giving her ulcers each time we interact with her. In fact, there's a very good likelihood that I should alert her to such potential harm.
Still wants it, though. We gotta go down and check out this car thing and whoever wrote this vile message about our friend Alfarius.
And he understands the con is back on. He's like, uh-huh, yes! Yes, we should check in on that car and those mean words that were said.
Yes. Eric, mind joining us?
Why would anybody even say that about me?
I don't know. They might have just met you. Who knows? I go and open the door.
I'm just walking and you're like along behind you, just sort of grumbling.
Yeah, I go and open the door as Eric and Alfarius are leaving. Lisa, we'll be right back. We're just going to go see what's going on with the car. And, you know, we got to probably give a report to the police. You know how these things go.
She kind of is like, all right, go fine.
Okay, we'll see you in just a bit.
Okay, so.
Also on her way out, if I can, is her card easy enough for me to just like sleight of hand grab it off of
Let's see, she's watching you, she's paying particular attention to you. Why don't you make a roll?
Okay,
let's see if you can snag it without her noticing.
What would you like that roll to be?
Let me take a look at your
stealth.
Yeah, I think probably just a stealth roll will be fine.
I knew I put a 1 in stealth for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, make that stealth roll.
Is that based off of dex?
Dex, yeah, for sure.
8?
Yeah, okay. All right. So you you just like walk by and like whoop, grab her keys to the building.
Okay. Yeah, we just go to the elevator and go up to 39.
Okay, so you leave, door closes. Piani,
and I'm watching the comms, right?
So Lisa, you hear Lisa, she walks into the kitchen and then she comes back and she's like, "Well, I guess it's just you and me now. Just the girls, right? Typical." And you like look over and she's holding discarded the glass of wine and just like holding the like bottle of wine in her hand. Just like takes a drink out of it. And she points at you, she's like,
"I just hold out my hand."
Yeah, she passes it to you.
You deal with pigs as long as I have. You can drink from the bottle.
And she's like, "He is cute, though. You two, are you? Is that a... Or is, maybe it's you and the cyborg. I don't know. I'm not judging.
Did you fucking get some sort of indication that that was the case? Because if you did, I need to know what my actions were to make sure I never repeat them ever again. It's certainly not the case. It's nice. Strictly Captain... and computer expert relationship. That's it.
She's like, "Captain, I mean, I thought y'all were students, or is this maybe?"
I mean, you know, in our club, in our club, right? It's an entrepreneurial club. He's technically the leader. It's probably why you're so attracted to him. I hate to say it, it fucking burns the words coming out of my mouth, but he's kind of a natural born leader.
She nods and she's like, "He's handsome though, real handsome. I mean, all three of them are. Don't get me wrong, and I know you're their friend and everything, but I take any of them.
All the ones
for what it matters.
As far as I'm concerned, I've seen all the profiles they post on the online dating. It's they're all available. Just take your pick of the litter."
So she walks over.
What do you want to know? Who do you like the most? I'll give you the ins.
She walks over to the couch and she sits down and like kicks off her high heels and probably like shouts at the cat and then drinks her wine and she turns on the TV and immediately like a hyperboat race comes on and she just like sighs and starts watching this hyperboat race and drinking wine out of the bottle.
It's on. I'm like. Like the fucking light bulb just goes off of Piani's head, and I sit down. I'm like, "You know Brumpotungus, do you?"
She turns to you. She's like, "Oh my god, you're a Tungus fan?"
I mean, I could probably tell you things that'll blow your mind. Do you want to know?
She just does it without even looking. She just like mutes the TV. She's like, "Tell me everything."
You heard about the most recent race in which, Brumpotungus not only awed the participants, but also shot down a ship with his fingers.
She's like, "I had heard about that. Yeah. It was a Fotenhauer battle cruiser, I heard."
"It was. I was there. I saw it with my own fucking eyes."
Drunkenly tries to like hit you to be like "No, you were," but she like kind of like falls and like kind of like stumbles onto you a little bit and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm sorry. I get rowdy when I'm drunk.
You ever been on one of those like student grant programs where they send you to a place and you get to like complete a project with a team?"
She shakes her head. She's like, "No, the closest I ever got to a higher education is..." She like gestures around, "marrying hot prof 69.
Well, it's a little project the university has going on. Anyway, we went and a race was one of those places we decided to go to, but there's something I'm gonna tell you I don't tell a whole lot of people."
She gets all conspiratorial. She's like,
You're in the presence of Brumpotungus tonight."
As she leans back and she looks at you, she's like, "I swear to God, I thought Brumpotungus was a man."
"No, I don't mean me. I don't. Fucking Christ. You've seen pictures of him. You know what he looks like." In fact, like, maybe I bring up my compad and just kind of find a news article.
Yeah. Some like blurry kind of like Sasquatch style photo of like Alfarious walking to the car.
Right. And I like point to it. I'm like, does it look familiar at all?
She kind of like squints at it, like looks at you, squints at it again.
It's not Higgs. And it's not Eric. And it's not me.
Yeah, she looks up at you. She's like, oh my God, the cyborg.
Alfarious is Brumbotungus.
She like looks around.
Alfarious is Brumbotungus.
Okay, so she kind of fans herself. She's like, oh my God, really? Because, and she like starts talking about how she's been like following the Brumbotungus thing. And like, I think that we like pan away and pan onto Alfarious in the hallway as you, the three of you, get out of the elevator.
And maybe like they actually like it's on the screen.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we came down to your laptop, and you're not even like looking at it. You're like totally turned and talking to Lisa as we pan over, and we see the three of them get out and walk out in like black and white.
I feel like the elevator ride was. Have you guys ever seen Smoke and Aces? A long time ago, the elevator ride in that movie at the very end.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie, but That's what's happening. It's like the three of us are just like pulling out guns after guns. And Alfarious like opens up his chest, puts that up, makes sure it's got all the bullets in it. Steven's getting all, or Eric's getting all of his shotgun shells in there.
I like how Alfarious is kind of like your prep would be the reverse commando, and that you're taking all the guns out of your chest and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then I just I turned to him. We're just knocking and saying hello. If I recognize the guy, then we'll just talk to him, and you know, if it worst comes worse, we'll end up shooting everyone. So here we go. And I walk over to the door that he's supposed to be in.
Okay. Yeah, you walk up to his suite number, and we see.
Do I notice anything about the door?
The camera pans around. It's a standard. All the doors here have like hollow panels in the front that show the like number of the apartment, and they can also show a display if you want to leave a message, like, you know, like on vacation or like,
yeah, does he have anything on his display?
No, it's just the number.
Okay.
And and it appears locked. There's a call button, like a doorbell essentially.
Does it smell like blue fever's been cooking here or anything like that, or chemicals?
Make a perception check.
Is that based off of Ent?
Yes.
That should go well. 5. I'll re-roll it.
Re-roll? Okay.
Re-roll.
Yeah, good rolling.
6. Still not a success.
So recently the there was like a bot that went through this hallway that did like carpet cleaning, and all you can smell is the like really strong like carpet cleaner soap smell in the hallway.
Are the doors such that you cannot see underneath them? Are they like a clean close?
It's like a sliding panel that just like slides out back and forth as you approach.
Okay. I like go to knock, and like I'm inches away from being ready to, and then I stop myself and just like turn and walk all the way down to the end of the hallway and just knock there. So whatever room's at the very end of the hallway.
It's on a random door.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So you like knock on the door, and it's like a long pause. And then there's like a beep by the little like panel. A man's voice, a tired sounding man, says,
is it middle of the night?
No. Okay. It's like daytime. It's like probably noonish. Okay. Yeah, tired sounding voice says, who is it? What do you want?
Yes. Hello, sir. I'm from administrations. We're just doing a random security check. Is it all right if we come inside and ask you a couple questions?
I'm very busy. I'm in the middle of a project. Random administrative search. I was not informed.
Well, that's the point of them being random, sir. Can you please drop the attitude and let us inside, or we're going to have to force our way inside?
So there's like a pause. Roll a perception check.
Perception?
Or not perception, sorry. Persuade, please. Okay.
7. Barely.
Okay. All right. So he's like, well, if you're with security, surely you have some kind of credentials. You should be able to open the door yourself.
Is he looking at me through a pad?
I mean, hard to say. It doesn't look like there's a camera.
Is Oh, so he, I have no way knowing that he can see us?
You probably can't. You look like a quick glance around, you don't see any cameras. And if you had had access to the cameras, you probably, like downstairs, you probably would have known if the suite had external cameras.
I step away without saying anything and like go to my comms and say, Piani, is there any way you can open up door? And I look at the door number and can you open up this door for us?
I mean, I guess I could look, but would I have any access to do that?
You want to just open a door from where you are? It's going to be hard, but you could try.
I mean, sure.
The trick is right now you're kind of like fly in the wall in the security system. You're not,
right.
Yeah, you're not actually like doing anything except being in a place you're not supposed to be.
Right. I mean, I can try, but I don't think, let me see what I can do. Let me just look and see if there's any option to do that.
Okay. No problem. Just let me know.
Okay. So you're still sitting on the couch, with Lisa talking about Brumpo Tungus when like, yeah, you're obviously, you take a call.
Oh, I guess I say I need, give me a second, and I just walk over to my terminal.
Yeah, and she's like, no,
I turn back and like, think about what you want to ask me. I'll be right back. And
okay. Go,
and let me see what I can.
So you can do.
Yeah.
All righty.
Do you want me to make a roll?
Oh yeah, make that computer roll.
Okay. All righty. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Okay. All right. So I think that when you get over to the computer, you haven't been paying much attention to it. So when you get back, you notice that the camera feed, you get that kind of like Total Recall scanner looking like camera feed of the hallway. It's like a heat map. And it's showing like highlighted that a bunch of people with guns are like in this hallway on the floor. And it's triggered some like automated security alarms. And there's like a security response pending. And maybe if you look at another camera, you can see a security team like getting like guns together and like putting on helmets and stuff.
I immediately like pull the plug, and I calm in like the quietest way possible. I'm like, Higgs, you need the fucking security is on their way.
How many people were you got?
How many did I see on the screen?
Like four.
At least four. They definitely armed. I don't think they know even what they're looking for, but they know I've got to get out of here. We got to meet downstairs.
I think we're going to stay up here, and you should stay inside. You're probably safest being inside there.
They could have tracked it back to my terminal.
Well, they then you just have Lisa answer the door. And you can sit out on the balcony, and if so, you'd make a parachute and jump off. I don't know. We got to go deal with this.
All right, well, just so you know, I can't open the door. So there you go. Have fun.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm not monitoring the cameras anymore either. All right, bye.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I just keep talking as if the group again.
Sure.
I think I turned to what's her name again?
Lisa.
Lisa, and I go, just how important is your husband?
She kind of looks at you. She's like, well, I mean, why? Why do you ask?
I think there might be someone coming here to look for me. I don't want them to know I'm here. Perhaps you might be able to run some interference. Of course, on behest of the great Brumpo Tungus.
She kind of like squints at you. She's like, if I wasn't so bored all the time, I would probably feel a little frightened by all of this. But to be honest, this is the most fun I've had in weeks. So whatever, let's party. And she's like, all right, I haven't lied to the cops since I was a teenager. What do you need me to tell them?
All right,
is it just about drugs? Are you
they might
doing
come
drugs
to the door and say someone was unauthorized access through your husband's account? You could just say you accidentally clicked things while your husband was still logged in. Just, I'm sure they'll leave. It's
Yeah, and I think she looks past you where you're like, your data pad is plugged into the wall. And she's like, what have you been up to? And
I
like,
unplugged it at that point. I was like,
okay, so she looks over to where it was. Yeah, it was picked in.
It's like, well, first I had an assignment I had to turn in, but then I just, you know, I'm sorry, and maybe I start to play like the sympathy card, like, you know, ever since I've been in school, like, I find myself like, you know, exploring the darker sides of computers and, you know, access and freedom and, you know, information should be available to us all. Yeah, I kind of go into this,
record for lies in one night. But
kind of scoops you up and like brings you over the couch, and she's got her arm around, and she's like, "There, sweetheart, it's okay."
I totally like in your leg, like fucking head in the bosom. Like, I just, you know, I actually do try.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So you've got her well distracted. Upstairs, Higgs, the door in front of you, you hear a heavy like click. You hear like a thunking sound inside the door mechanism, and the little like thumb pad turns red. And then you hear over the speakers in the hallway a very kind of like official sounding voice say, residents of the 40th, what was it, 34th floor? Whatever.
39th.
Yeah, residents of the 39th floor. Please remain in your domiciles. Doors have been locked for your protection. We will raise the system alarm in 3, 2, and then there's like a long beep. And it's like, please wait for the second beep before leaving your apartments and have a safe day. Thank you. And you hear the guy's voice on the other side be like, actually, he didn't say anything. I think he just moves away from the door.
Yeah. So I knock again and say, is that enough proof for you, sir? This is very important. You let us in right now.
Yeah, he's gone away from the door. Like once he heard the alarm, he moved back into the door.
What's the probability of us just brute forcing our way, not shooting it, but just like having Alpharius or having someone's shoulder like slam,
pull it open? It'd be hard. You can make a athletics check to try and rip it open.
Do you want to try Alpharius?
You ask him to?
Yeah, I turn around and be like, "You guys think you could open this door?"
I think I should be able to, like, Adam, would it make sense that I could just jam my sword through the keyhole, basically? Just like,
So it isn't a keyhole. It's basically like a sheet of...
The door mechanism.
The door itself slides shut into a lock. And the lock is, like, locked on both sides. It's bolted through now. So even if you, like, select something in, you couldn't, like, wedge it open. You'd have to just break the door frame. You have to, like, get your fingers in it.
Well, could I just shoot it out with my mag pistol?
Yeah, you could shoot it. There's lots of ways to brute force your way into the room.
Okay. So as he says that, I kind of look at him then and I say, yes. And I walk over to the door.
As he's doing this, I say, Eric, make sure that our man isn't running out of his room any moment.
Sir, Captain.
I'm going to be coming through the door. It's advisable that you stand back. And then I just go, you know, just unload however many it seems to take to get the door open.
Okay. And what do you have?
Mag pistol.
Mag pistol? Yeah, okay. Okay, make a tech save for me.
What is... Oh, my God.
It's a saving throw.
Yeah, when you're saving throws, just make a tech save. I think that'll do her.
Yeah, I'm looking up here. I've never done one of...
Because it's not about how accurate you are. It's just you're interacting with technology in an unexpected way.
Tech save? Where is that even located?
It's under saving throws. It's your fourth one. I think it's a 14.
Yeah. I scratched my head for effect. Roll. No, I did
say. Okay. That. Yeah. So you fire a couple of shots like into the door, but they're actually pretty tough. So you manage to like blow like it ablates the paint and blows like little holes in the surface of the door, but you don't get down to the locking mechanism.
At this point, can we hear did our elevator's door close? On the floor?
Yes. Yeah, the elevator doors are...
fuck. No, I just look back at him and shrug.
Yeah, no one's coming out of any other doors?
No. No, all the doors in the hallway are locked.
I do have a grenade. I kind of look at Higgs and say, I do have two grenades if we need to really get in there.
Yeah, Eric also has means of damaging stationary objects with his mind.
Yeah, if we want to just, like...
Well,
potentially risk everything inside the room, depending on how big it is.
The other thing is, this isn't even, this is like some
there's no reason I thought this was going to be easier to get in this random door. Yeah. I just turn and say, you know, if we're going to, might as well just go for the big door. And then if they come through the elevator, we'll just have, you know, we'll talk. And then if that doesn't work, we'll end up finding them. So let's try to get into his door. I'll just ring and see if anyone answers and do the whole spiel again. So this one's going to be for real. Expect weapons and we'll just go over there and see how it goes. Also, keep an eye on the elevator. I walk over to his door and just knock. Okay.
So y'all hustle over there?
Yeah.
Okay. The elevator dings, like the car is arriving.
Okay. I turn. I guess I tell, like, everyone get your guns up, but don't shoot unless they shoot. Let me talk first.
I have mine at the ready.
Yep. Totally. Take a knee, take aim.
Okay. All right. So the door opens and a team of four, like, security guys with guns, like, come out and immediately, like, point their guns at you.
Yeah. I just start screaming. I'm just like, drop your weapon, drop your weapon.
Yeah, they're also yelling, like, put your weapons down, get on the floor. Like, immediately just all yelling at each other across the hallway.
Yeah. Let's actually take our final break there. That's a good break.
Cool. Yeah. Put down your weapons. You put down your weapons. Shut up. Put it down.
Yeah. All right. We'll take our final break. We'll come back here and go into the final hour here of this week of Roleplay Swan Song. We'll see you guys in just a bit for the final hour of Roleplay Swan Song.